This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
About 1 p.m. and 5 or 6 o'clock this evening, and then we push that off to the east and southeast. But with clear skies, calm winds, and fresh snow on the ground tonight, ooh, that is a recipe for brutal cold.
Yep.
Cold weather.
There you have it, my friend Matt Chambers over at Channel 4 talking about the fact that the cold temperatures are going to continue, which is going to make maybe even more of a challenge for the road crews out there trying to get this stuff up off the roads. We've got Bob Becker with us right now. Of course, he's a district engineer for MoDOT. And, Bob, we appreciate your time this morning. How are you?
Oh, doing pretty well this morning.
Good. What's the situation you're finding with the roads? I mean, when I came in at 2 hours ago on Highway 40, there was basically one main lane cleared down the middle. I'm assuming that's improved since then.
It's gotten a little better, but, I mean, there's still snow on the roadway, but we've got some lanes open. The crews did a really good job last night. You know, we didn't know exactly how much snow we were going to get, and these extreme temperatures make things difficult, but they did a really nice job. That snow ended about 3 or 4 in the morning, so they could get a chance to get this peeled back and pushed out pretty thin, so that's a good sign for us today.
Yeah, I imagine the fact that it was that fine powdery snow with no ice probably helped a little bit as well.
Oh, that helped tremendously. It was a much different storm than we've had earlier in the year, and it did a really nice job of being able to get it off the road.
Obviously, the snow that we had over the last couple of days was nothing in comparison to what we had in January, so I completely get that. But I know MoDOT took some heat over the way things were handled with that bigger snowstorm. Was there something different that you guys did this time to try to combat that and be proactive?
I mean, there wasn't a whole lot of difference. I mean, we had a young crew. One of my big concerns going into the winter was, you know, the lack of experience just because we don't have people been here a long time. And it showed with a big storm that came in January. And we learned a lot that storm. A lot of our folks learned a lot of things, and we put in included those in when we work these events now in the future. So it's helped out quite a bit.
Yeah, Bob Becker, our guest from MoDOT. Bob, remind people what you have responsibility for in the greater St. Louis area.
So we take care of St. Charles County, Franklin, Jefferson County, St. Louis, and St. Louis City. And it's mainly the interstates and major highways, the lettered routes. We don't take care of county roads and city streets.
Yeah, that off-ramps, things like that as well.
Those are ours, yes.
Yeah, yeah. And you talked a lot about what the crews did to prepare for this morning. Is it? I guess it's a case where when it's single digits, a lot of the liquid stuff you might put down, is it's just too cold for that?
Right, and that's the problem. Our chemicals worked fairly well. Fortunately, you know, what came in yesterday, it stopped there late morning, and we were able to get some treatment down. We got just enough sunlight yesterday to get most of the things cleared off yesterday, so the roads were drying out yesterday, which helps a bunch. And then but we had that treatment down because once we started treating with chemicals, and we were just using salt mainly, and it allowed that to work overnight and get that stuff pushed off. And so it should clear off pretty good today.
I'm sure you get a lot of people who are saying, this isn't clear. And you're probably thinking, well, that's not even our role. That's the city or the county's role. Obviously, you guys would do all the main interstates, but then you're also doing like a state highway like Manchester, right? Or where's your primary area of focus?
Right. Manchester's a good example. Lindbergh, we've got a lot of that. Any of those numbered routes like that. We've got the route P's and F's out there in some of the county areas, too, that those are our responsibilities also.
Yeah. As you look at your traffic maps this morning, are there particular areas you're warning people about?
Not around here. I mean, we've had a few slide-offs, folks getting in a hurry to get to work, and then they try to pass somebody in the lane that's not quite as clear, and they'll have a spin out. But we haven't had any major problems around our area this morning. They had a considerable amount as you go west on 44 last night as it came through. I think there's a section down around the 173-mile marker that's still closed or partially closed right now because of some of the tractor-trailer issues down that way.
Wow, wow. Well, I tell you what, Bob Becker, we appreciate your time this morning. Know you got a lot going on. Thank you.
All righty, thank you.
Yep, take care. Bob Becker there, Missouri District Maintenance Engineer with MoDOT. And I think the key takeaway from what I heard there is MoDOT basically says, listen, we know what happened in January was not good, caught us by surprise. We had a younger crew. Hopefully they've learned a lot from that, and we think we're ready to improve on that going forward. I think that probably, you know, that's something Anheuser-Busch could have taken that advice, don't you think?
Yeah. I think that snowstorm in January was trial by fire.
Yeah.
That was the person's first time out.
Ooh.
And I've driven a plow. I did that in Des Moines years ago. It is difficult.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure it takes just making sure you're not damaging things.
Bumping into mailboxes and cars.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Good for them. Out there working hard.
Get more at 971talk.com.